what's going on, people. It's your boy King Zer, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history. AKA, I'm a horse for like the sixth show in a row. I think I lost my voice, people. The Golden Goose. The rap. I don't know. The rap.
I'm about to say you got the voice struggles and it sound like you're on location today.
Oh, cause all right, we're gonna have to start this over, man.
Oh yeah?
Cause I'm on my phone.
Alright. Alright, let's start it over then.
Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 213. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shoebox Shakur, a.k.a. Fuck Yo Agenda. I'm sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. Mr. Horse, H-O- How you spell horse?
Stupid as shit. You stupid as shit. What's going on, man? Why your voice fucked up?
Man, I don't know. I think I done lost this, all right, man. My voice is... I done lost my voice, bro. Like, in the last 2 months, I've noticed a decline. I sound like the boy off the OJ documentary, off the 30-30. And I just... Maybe this is what... I don't know, ladies.
Damn, man, you got a bad bag?
Nah, bro, it's just my boy's just been, I don't know, it's like I just been hoarse for like 2 months.
I know what it is. You've been yelling at the playoffs.
Maybe. But nah.
That's what it is, man, watching LeBron come back. That's what's doing it, man.
Shout out to the boy LeBron Jordan, man. Ooh. He did his damn thing the other night, man.
What was it, 41 points, 16 assists, or 16 rebounds? 16
rebounds, like 8 assists. Whew. And hey, he had Kyrie Bryant out there. He was doing his damn thing.
Hey, man, if Kyrie, you know, it worked that time. The one time it works when you shoot every time you get the ball, it worked. It was going in.
Kyrie just scored 30, like, 3 straight games in a row. I mean, so has, you know, damn near LeBron has, too. Like, they both averaging, like, 30, 28 points a game.
That means that Kevin Love is a bum of the tallest order, nigga.
Man, Kevin Love, I want to fight that nigga.
This dude is trash.
Every time he in the game, this nigga not getting a rebound, I want to fight that nigga. Like, bro, you 6'10". Play fucking like it. Get off the fucking wing. Get down on the block. Get some motherfucking rebounds, man. Like, just because your shot not falling, you can do other things, man. And this nigga Kevin Love do not do that shit. Maybe like, my shot ain't falling. If I know I ain't got no offensive, you know what I'm saying, like... I'm trying to fucking rebound. I'm playing good defense. I'm doing all the other stuff, man.
Yo, when he pulled up for that 3-pointer, when they had a 5-4 advantage, yeah. I wanted to punch that motherfucker in the stomach so bad.
What the fuck? I was just like, so that's, oh my God.
It was the top of the key with like 2 seconds off the play clock. It was the worst fucking shot ever. I said, are you
dude,
fucking serious?
You have the number. Even if y'all set up an offense, y'all have the numbers. Like, somebody's going to be open.
You fucking serious, dog?
I would, man.
Oof, God, I hate fuck, Kevin Love. He fucking sucks, man. So by the time
we talk about the NBA Finals, last week we did a show. Cleveland, they were down 2-0. They won one game. We was all excited. Golden State went up 3-1. You know, everybody figured, oh, they're going back to Oakland. They gonna close it out, win it. No, LeBron them came back 3-2. So we got game 6 Thursday night.
Yeah, so by the time y'all hear this, it will have already been played.
Yes. We're going to game 7.
Yeah, and I think at this point, man, like, y'all got to stop. Somebody was calling LeBron a loser the other day. And I just don't know many losers who make it to 6 straight playoff championships with 2 different teams. I don't know how you're a loser at that point. And you have 2 championships.
I mean, people don't understand. Michael Jordan, 6-0. Is something unattainable that would never be done again, okay? Mm-hmm. So you got to look at, take Michael Jordan out the equation, because he's the only nigga that went 6-0 in the finals.
Right.
So take him out. Look at everybody else. Everybody else in lost finals. Ace. LeBron has been in the league 13 years.
Yeah.
And he's played in the finals 7 out of those 13 years.
Hey, man.
Huh? He's saying, a loser.
Man. Straight out of high school at that. Let's not forget, this is straight out of high school.
Bruh, he played in the finals like, what, 2-3 years out of high school, man.
Man, this shit is crazy. But, you know, y'all want to call him a loser. That's fine. You do what you got to do. But I tell you what, Cleveland, if they win this year, if somehow they make this win happen, he's gone. You better be happy with it. He's fucking gone.
It's all right. I really feel like the stars are lining up for LeBron James this year.
Hey, man, that'd be the greatest shit we've ever seen in our lifetime.
Bruh, listen, being down 3-1 and just seeing the Warriors come back from somebody 3-1 and to see them lose 3-1, oh, my God, that shit would be amazing. And then for LeBron, that shit would just be awesome.
He might have to retire after that. He might just have to say, 70, fuck it.
You beat a 73-19, and then you fucking, come on, man. Like, niggas, man, look, man, I really want to see LeBron do this, man.
Shit, you and me both. You know, I'm all for it. I took the heat the other day because people were talking about how the league is fixed because they took Draymond out. And I'm like, unless something's changed, they still have to win 3 games.
How is the league fixed?
Hey, man, you know, these conspiracy theorists don't want to believe in shit.
Did or did not Draymond kick and hit people in the balls 3 times previous to LeBron?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you do the shit that gets caught, then that's what happens.
Yes. When people say, oh, man, my job fired me for absences, it wasn't that one absence that got fired. It was the 5 prior to that. It wasn't that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, my job fired me for being late. How many times you late? 12. Goddamn.
Right. Like, we get it, bro. You fucked up. You know, it's funny how
in the Oklahoma City a series. But no, they let him slide.
Well, then, you know, that's part of the conspiracy theory, too. Is they wanted to go ahead and let Golden State make it to the finals. So
hey, questions, all right. Yeah. I know I've been shitting on the Currys lately, and you know what I'm saying? I don't have anything against light skinned people. Some of my best friends are light skinned. But Steph Curry, if they win the finals and he doesn't win the finals MVP, does that say anything to you?
No. He wasn't MVP of the season anyway.
But I mean,
he wasn't MVP of the season. He wasn't even
MVP of the season.
No, he was not. No, he was not.
He had to be.
Westbrook should have been the MVP of the season.
I mean, look, the man was on a good team. He led the league in scoring and steals. I mean, you got to give him the MVP.
It's arguable that Draymond is probably MVP of that team. They won playoff games without Curry. True. They didn't win a playoff game without Draymond.
He true?
So, he's not even the best player on that team.
Damn.
So,
you Draymond has been present in every win this year.
Hey, and that motherfucker plays defense. He does what he's got to do. He don't get all the gaudy stats. He ain't putting up 90 shots a game, but he's playing ball. That motherfucker does what he's got to do. So, nah. It should have been Draymond and then Klay on that team, personally. And then Steph. Now,
I like Klay's game better than I like Steph's. But still, I believe Steph should have got the MVP. I don't think he should have been unanimous. But, I can see him getting the MVP award this year. I had no problem with him getting the MVP. But if you don't win the MVP in the finals, like, they kind of said something. You know what I'm saying?
Your
like,
shoes suck, too.
Oh, man. Speaking of shoes, sorry. So, sorry about the Chef Curry, too. Sorry, tell us how you like them, man.
Pause. There's no chance in hell I'm buying them motherfuckers. Those shoes are ugly. Like, Under Armour shoes are all ugly.
I think it's the logo. It's the logo.
It's not even the logo. The shoes are fucking ugly.
All right, it's the logo. If they had a different logo, I think their shoes would look better. Because, I mean, if you look at some of the shoes, I mean, that Under Armour, that ugly-ass UA, man, that shit is just so, it don't look right, man. I mean, you know, I just hate their logo, man. I really hate their logo.
That silhouette of the shoe looks like something off of Halo. That shit is ugly as fuck. I hate those shoes. I've always hated them. So it's funny to see people come around now because all they're doing is changing the colorways. There's like 9 million colorways of that shoe. People are like, yeah, those dope. No, the niggas winning. So now y'all like, yeah, we got to buy the shoes. Stop it. Them shits is ugly. If they
Who buying Klay Thompson shoes, though? That's what I want to know.
I think Klay's look better than Steph's.
Whoa. You know Klay got some Marberries, right? Some Starberries.
They still look better than Steph's. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying I'm going to buy them motherfuckers. I said they look better.
No.
Them Asian shoes, man. Hey, them Asian shoes. They're not all that bad. Dwayne Wade's shoes ain't all that bad.
Dwayne Wade worked with Adidas, ain't it? Converse or something, man?
Nah, he's his Anka or some shit. It's some Asian shoemaker. Yes.
Survivor's remorse for real.
But them shits is dope. So, of course, we got a lot of shit to talk about. The other shit that I want to talk about on here, of course, go Cavs. Let's close that out. Make sure we say go Cavs. I saw some shit on my timeline the other day. And I didn't quite understand what the fuck I was looking at. So I saw a lot of thick young ladies trying to pay their way through college, mm-hmm. walking around in bikinis and or underwear with mm-hmm. papers in their hand. Like, they were strolling and dropping this paper off, and I was like, what are they doing? It was a stripper job fair.
Yes.
I have questions.
Okay.
First question. What uh-huh. the fuck is on that paper that you need to read about a stripper?
Your qualifications, your measurements, you know, how many kids you got, if you have any surgeries, you know, your stats, I mean, you know.
None of that shit's relevant. Like, we could do the eye test for your measurements.
What's your favorite twerk song?
We don't need a paper for that. Like, you got these motherfuckers, so they had to go to the library and type this shit up. You know, they ain't got no computers. They had to go to the library and type this shit up.
They had a printer on site, and these girls were just sending this.
They were sending fucking text documents and shit to the printer. Because there's no way these motherfuckers printed this shit out. How bad is your situation that you have to go to a stripper job fair?
Okay, well, sorry, I'm going to give you a little background info. It's a Houston popular strip club. They're coming to Atlanta. And T.I. actually was behind this. Oh. So I guess they're opening up a club in Atlanta, and they want, you know, some dancers. And so, you know, this is their way of doing it. And only in Atlanta can this happen. Only in Atlanta can you have a stripper job fair. And I mean, I just wanted to be there, man. I swear I wanted to be there, man. God.
It smelled like bad decisions and a lot of product in that motherfucker.
I bet you smell like cucumber melon, Victoria's Secret lotion. A lot of pink was worn there.
Absolutely.
Man.
Extensions. A lot of weave.
I bet you it was a lot. Man.
A lot of glittery lotion.
Oof.
Man, that's the fuck up, man. Like, you go to a strip club and she got on that glitter lotion, you might as well just tell her to get the fuck on. Because you'll never get
that. I don't let strippers grind on me at all at strip club.
I start to question why I even go to strip club. Like, most dudes go, I don't get aroused by that shit.
And, I mean, I like seeing, you know, I mean, it's like going to the club, but all the women naked. And so it's just like, cool. Like, I can go to the strip club and just chill. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Prince, be quiet.
But it's the ultimate tease.
Yeah, but that's like, they're selling me a fantasy.
But they're only selling so much of the fantasy. Like, at the end of the night, if you go by regulations, your pockets are a little bit lighter and you got no pussy. Yeah. So you leaving with, you know, if you got aroused, you're leaving with blue balls and a broke wallet.
Hey, man, I might have got off, though. I mean, I heard some niggas go to the strip club with folded up napkins in their underwear because they be busting from the lap dances and shit.
Stop it.
I swear to God, this is a true story.
No, the fuck is not.
It's a true story.
Niggas is busting off the damn lap dance.
Niggas is going to the strip club with folded up paper towels in they crotch area to catch the nut after the girls be grinding on them because they say, yo, them niggas go in, man.
Okay, so I don't even know what else to say after that. Good luck to the strippers that applied for jobs.
Hey, man.
Or whatever. I guess this is kind of, we're talking about clubs and we got to get serious for a second. Orlando Club Pulse.
Yeah, man.
There was another mass shooting. Guy walks in. I guess he locked the door. I still don't understand all the, you know, the details of it.
How he pulled it off.
But there was like a fire. Like, he had help. Apparently he had help. But he came in here and he shot 50 people dead. Another 53 injured. Is that the final total?
They said the numbers could go up. But yeah, it's around there. It's hovering around there.
God damn, man.
Like, bro, like that, for one, that's like my worst fear, being in a club and some shit pop off like that, because I like going to clubs and shit. I'm not going to let this deter me from going to clubs because, you know, I don't live my life in fear and shit, but it kind of make you got to be aware of your surroundings and shit. This guy, man, I mean, more details coming on. They saying he was cruising gay apps looking for, you know, they say he was secretly gay, you know what I'm saying? So, I just don't understand. He said everything set him off. He seen two dudes kissing, and then he just went on his little tirade. And now, you know, the writer saying that this is ISIS and shit. Like, everything is not ISIS, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I hate this shit, but it's just...
This is why my AKA was Fuck Your Agenda this week.
Yeah, because, man.
Because within 24 hours after the shooting, we hear that he called 911 and pledged allegiance to ISIS. Where the fuck is the tape?
Thank you, man. Like, that just seems so... You know what I'm saying? You know, it just seemed like it was placed at a perfect time. You know what I'm saying? Then Trump, you know, he's riding the wave. You know, this gave him boosted a whole lot of his little points right here for the like his little his crowd. But yeah, man, this is just it's all around bad situation. You know, prayers go out to everybody affected. You know, I hope you get some kind of resolution about this, but shit is fucked up. And we got to do something, man. We got to have some kind of gun control, man, because I'm not, I mean, you can have
Wait a minute. Gun control is not the answer.
It is the answer.
No, it's not. Terrorists that get guns are going to shoot people anyway.
But you don't need an AR-15 if you're not in the military.
Yes, I do.
For what?
Because it's my right. I can do whatever I want with that gun. It's my right.
Why can I walk into a sporting goods store or Walmart and buy an AR-15 and walk right out with it?
Look, you do what you got to do. I can buy them. You can buy them. What's the problem?
But what do you need an AR-15 for? Because you can't hunt with it.
There's aggressive deer out there. I need to make sure I can get the deer.
You hit the deer. Okay, you shoot a deer with an AR-15. You can't eat the meat because the deer died in so much trauma. Like, you're going to tear the meat up. And then the meat, you ain't going to eat it because it's going to taste bad because it died. You know, come on, man.
If I shoot him in the neck, I can still eat the thigh.
Oh, God. Then let the game warrior catch you shooting with the AR-15. You're going to jail.
If the deer attack me, I have a right to protect myself. It's just protection.
See, we need to get gun control, man.
This shit is like, when people say that they don't want gun control, it's not going to fix anything. I'll even concede that. Let's say it's not going to fix shit. All right, let's just go ahead and say it's not going to fix nothing. But what the fuck is the problem with trying?
Thank you.
What's the problem with trying? Like, if you just regulate guns like you do cars, I've seen the meme and it makes perfect sense to me. You got to get a fucking permit. You got to get a goddamn license. You got to pay for insurance. Why can't it just be regulated the same way?
Thank you.
I don't understand that shit.
People don't want the government to know how many guns they have in their house. Like, I know some people that have artilleries. And I'm just like, and I'm looking at them like, what do you do in your life to make you need this many guns? Like, this is ridiculous.
I don't understand.
I sleep with one by the bed. What do you do in your life that you have to sleep with a gun? Like, I don't get it. This is crazy. We love guns in America. We didn't have people. I mean, we need to do something about it.
And I think it's still important to point out that the club was Pulse. That is a gay club. And they were targeted and shot. And I feel like, right now, with all these steps that we're fighting against the LGBTQ, is that what it is? Is that all of the letters now?
No, it's not. It's the LGBTQAAI. it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questionable, intersexual, asexual, ally. I didn't Google that. I called it all out, my nigga. Hey,
props to you, because I have no idea. And that's not disrespect. There's just a lot of letters. I don't know all the acronyms.
Yes.
But for that community, for all the laws that we're passing against them, for all this shit that we're doing against them, this is still a major issue. And I'm tired of, again, a.k.a. fuck your agenda, I'm tired of watching the Christians on my timeline prosecute people for being gay. I'm tired of seeing them persecute motherfuckers for the gun rights shit. Like, fuck what you dealing with. I don't understand why you have a problem with this.
The same Christians that forgave the dude that shot the niggas in the church, like,
immediately. 24 hours after.
But you gonna condemn some people that got killed? Like, I don't get it.
Dylan Roof, he's still not a terrorist. He's still not considered a terrorist.
Mm-mm.
He's still not a fucking terrorist. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm so fucking tired of the bullshit, man. I'm tired of y'all using this to say that we need to do some other shit. I'm tired of y'all saying that if they would have had guns, they could have fought them back. What the hell do you want panicking people with guns to
drunk,
do?
No. Drunk panicking people. Like, people don't understand. This is not Hollywood. If you've never shot a gun,
mm-hmm.
It's one thing to shoot a gun when you're just standing there shooting at a target.
Right.
It's another thing to shoot a gun when you're under duress and people moving. Like, that all you got it, man, it's not like everybody not Jason Bourne, okay? Niggas not hitting niggas from 200 feet away in the head. Like, this shit is not, no, man.
This shit is ridiculous, man. For all you people saying it's conspiracy theory for Obama to steal your guns, look. Since Sandy Hook, which is what, 3 years ago, there have been almost 1,000 mass shootings in this country. This ain't got shit to do with no false flag events, your conspiracy theories. Motherfuckers are legit crazy. And they have guns and they're taking people out. Mm. Y'all got to sit the fuck down, man. If you want the people to have your guns and you're like, don't take my gun, nobody wants to take shit. We want to go ahead and regulate this shit and be able to keep up with people who shouldn't have goddamn guns.
Thank you.
That's like, it.
It shouldn't be. All we saying is make it a little harder for somebody to buy an assault rifle. You know what I'm saying? You can't just go in by you shouldn't be able to go in and walk in by a gun that can spit out fucking 100-round clip. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, anybody can get them. Like, man, it's ridiculous, man.
Even if you get the motherfuckers, why isn't there just a national registry of the gun owners so you can track the goddamn gun? I don't understand why that shit.
That's the problem right there. They don't want you to know what we got.
Hey, man, fuck you for that shit, people, man.
It's a certain sect of society that believes that an uprising is going to come one day and they just need to be prepared for it. Martial law is going to be an attack and the government is just going to turn on the citizens. They really believe that.
And then what? Like, if so you have... Look, if you have an AR-15 in your house or whatever the fuck, I won't even act like I know. Let's just say you have a fucking machine gun in your bedroom and the government is kicking down your door. Trained military people are kicking down your door. You're dead. Now, you may take one out. You might take two out because you got an automatic. But if the government is kicking in your door with trained soldiers, you're dead.
Yeah. Tactical niggas? Like, I don't give a fuck. What? Your little 3 years you did in fucking Iraq, man, you ain't ready for them niggas, man.
You're dead. So what the fuck are we doing? Like, I don't get it. And this makes me fearful because this is everyday shit now. Every day somebody is wilding out with a gun and shooting people for no reason. This girl broke up with me. I got to kill everybody. This teacher gave me a failing grade. I've got to kill him. Like, this shit is out of hand, man. I'm scared of you motherfuckers. Y'all crazy. And I don't know what the fuck y'all problem is, but y'all crazy. And if you got a gun and you feel offended, fuck you and your agenda too. It is what it is. I guess we should talk about music. We should lighten it up a little bit.
You know, we sombered it up enough, man. You know, we paid our respects. Now it's time to get down to what, you know, the people came for. Hit me, it's all right. Talk about music, man.
Kings of Slander. I want to say this before we go into this topic. The XXL freshman list is revealed.
2016, the ninth one.
Why are we still doing this?
We need it, man.
Why?
You need to guide the people to know. Like, some people don't know who's hot.
So this
is a list of niggas I can tell you, like, yo, they're hot.
But why do I need someone to tell me who's hot?
Because some niggas don't know. So, all right, people say hip-hop is dead. But according to the... excuse me. According to the 2016 XL freshman list, hip-hop is alive. And we got a list of niggas that's going to keep hip-hop alive right now.
I'm going to go ahead and go on record before we even start going through this list and say that I probably know none of these motherfuckers.
I bet you know four of them, so all right.
There might be one. I'll give you one. I'm not going to give you four.
I'm going to give you four, so all right.
All right, let's go.
First one off the list is Lil Yachty.
No idea.
No idea who Lil Yachty is.
Nope.
Second, you know this guy. Designer.
Oh, Lil Future. I know Lil Future.
He made the freshman list with one song. One song. Look. He appears on two songs, says the same verse on two songs, but he only has one song.
The game done changed. Okay, so I know Designer.
Dave East. You heard of him?
Name sounds familiar, but I don't know why.
Nice. You might want to listen to him. Sorry, right? He's a lyricist. You'll fuck with him. You'll like him. Now, Denzel Curry.
No idea.
Me neither. G Herbo.
No idea.
Me neither. Lil Uzi Vert. Okay, I told you, sorry, right? He was going to make it.
Pause. Who the fuck is Lil Uzi Vert?
Some nigga named Lil Uzi Vert. Man.
No idea.
Okay, you know who this one is. Lil Dicky. You know Lil Dicky.
Yeah, we've seen Lil Dicky already. He's still a freshman?
Yeah, exactly, right?
All right, I guess. Good job.
Anderson .Paak.
Love his album. Love his album.
So we already at three.
That's
three. You already know three. 21 Savage.
No idea.
That's the one that got the little song, Murder Gang Shit. No more Murder Gang Shit.
Nope, still ain't heard it.
And the last one, but not least, Project Baby, a.k.a. the Finesse Kid, a.k.a. Kodak Black, baby.
Okay, now look. Y'all put up a mixtape on the site on nappyafro.com.
Hot. Hot.
What are y'all listening to? Like, did I get a different mixtape than you got?
I got the one that was on Nappy Afro. I don't know which one you got.
That's the same one I got. That was from Nappy Afro.
And this shit was hot.
There was nothing hot about that except the car that I played that shit in.
Oh my God. Sorry. So Project Baby doesn't do it for you. Let me tell you about Project Baby. He got lyrics, but his only problem is his vocabulary is limited because he a young ass nigga. He don't go to school. So, you know, his vocabulary is probably that of a 10th grader. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? His limited vocabulary, he nice with it, man. Give Project Baby another listen, man.
No. No. Look.
No flocking. Skrilla.
What?
Skirt.
What?
I'm giving you songs that you need to listen to.
Son. Look, I am okay with officially saying that I'm too old for this shit. I'm okay with that. Designer song Panda Goes. I don't want to hear any of the lyrics. Like, that shit could be an instrumental, and I'm good. Lil Dicky. I've seen a lot of shit with Lil Dicky around. He got bars, cool, but I like Token better. If we got to choose. Anderson .Paak is legit. I love his fucking album. The rest of this shit, no idea. I have no reason. If you look at the picture, if we just go ahead and judge a book by its cover, I wouldn't want to listen to any of this shit by the people made on this cover. Nothing. Nothing. There's not a fucking... Nothing. What the hell am I looking at? What is this shit?
Damn.
Nothing. I have no idea.
I mean, the oldest nigga on this list might be about 24 years old, man.
Who is that, Lil Dicky?
He probably the oldest.
But he's been doing music for like 6 years and we've known him.
I don't know how old Lil Dicky is. Because I know Designer like 19.
And he shouldn't even be on the list because he stole somebody's shit to get on. That shouldn't even count. Like, if that's what you do, if you did a better job of being Future than Future, hey, props to you. But you shouldn't be freshman of the year for that shit.
Yeah, Lil Dicky 28. So yeah, he's definitely the oldest nigga.
This nigga breaking in the game at 30. It's because he's white. If he was black coming in the game at 30, we would have already given up on him. But he's white, he's 30 years old, and we're cool with it.
Not to be like Obama and, you know, be race baiting and stuff. You understand, like, they always have one white guy on the freshman list? Like, the obligatory, like, we got to have a white guy on there?
They have, well, first of all, it's directed. This list is compiled and directed and shot by white people. But they always have a white person. They don't seem to always have a female.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is kind of fucked up. No female
this year.
No female this year. Did they have a female last year?
Yeah, I think Rhapsody was on that last year.
I'm about to say Rhapsody had beef because she wasn't picked on that shit.
Let me see. Let's see. 2015. Yeah, it was a girl. Her name was like Angel Hayes or no.
Oh my God, really?
No, Dej Loaf. Oh God damn, yeah.
Okay, Dej Loaf. All right.
Angel Hayes was like, no, they had two girls last year.
What's the point?
It's just like a. It's more like, hey, check these people out. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's agenda driven, but it's just like, yo, what, I mean, look, it's a barometer test. It's like everybody loves lists.
When the source used to do, what was it, Unsigned Hype?
Yeah.
More authentic than this shit.
Yeah, I mean, but if you go back and look at the list and look at all the people that failed, like I'm trying to pull up all XXL... freshman covers. Okay, here we go.
And you know what? Before you read that list, I'd just like to say that usually when I go into these and I don't know who the fuck it is, I still feel the same years after the list. I still don't know who these motherfuckers are.
Okay, look, we're going to go with 2007.
All right.
Okay. This freshman class was Saigon, Plies, Rich Boy, Lupe Fiasco, Lil Boosie, Gorilla Zoe, Joel Ortiz, Crooked Eye, Papoose, and Young Dro.
That was a great list.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got... Let's see.
That's when it was fresh and new and we were like, oh shit, they actually owned something. I think also all of them motherfuckers had mixtapes out. Like, it wasn't one song. At that point, all of them cats had projects out.
And then 2009, yeah, it was Wale, B.O.B., Asher Roth, Charles Hamilton, Corey Guns, Blue, Mickey Fax, Ace Hood, Currency, and Kid Cudi.
Again, another solid list. It's 2009, though, but another solid list.
2010, uh-oh, you got J. Cole, Pill, Nipsey Hussle, Wiz Khalifa, OJ the Juice Man, Freddie Gibbs, Big Sean, J-Rock, Fashawn, and Donis.
That, The list is getting a little shaky at that point. We got,
I mean, think I like, okay.
You got three heaters.
Really got Cole,
right?
Nipsey Hussle, Wiz Khalifa, Freddie Gibbs, Big Sean. Do we count J Rock? I mean,
No.
Fashawn fell off and Dinos fell off. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like a motherfucker, hard.
2011, you got Meek Mill, Big Crit, Sci High the Prince, Lil Twist, Yellow Wolf, Fred the Godson, Mac Miller, YG, Lil B, Kendrick Lamar, and Diggy Simmons.
Everybody on that list except Kendrick Lamar fell off.
Fred the Godson. Which means everybody fell off.
Everybody on that list except Kendrick Lamar fell off.
Wow.
Who didn't fall off?
Meek Mill. It's like his status risen.
That nigga died twice in the game.
But he's still, look, he's the most alive dead man. You know what I'm saying? He's like,
it's
he's
because of his girlfriend. If he wasn't dating like, Nikki, that has nothing to do with his freshman list. He just got around the right niggas and Safari fucked up.
You got good album sales. And in 2012, you got Future, Kid Ink, Danny Brown, French Montana, Macklemore, Don't Trip, Machine Gun Kelly, Hobson, Iggy Azalea, and Roscoe Dash.
What the fuck is that? Like, that's a lot of people who had hot seconds, but were not
Future,
freshmen.
You got Future,
y'all Macklemore, love Future, right? Macklemore had a hot, what, he got a Grammy?
Got a Grammy.
He got one album, got a Grammy. Can't earn the gay people, but he got his Grammy.
2013, they said this might be the best ever. This is what the cover said. Yeah, Schoolboy Q, Trinidad James, Joey Badass, Ab Soul, Logic, Action Bronson, Kurt Cobain, Travis Scott, Dizzy Wright, Angel Hayes, and Chief Keef.
I would say that lyrically, that might be one of the dopest classes they had.
Where lyrics at? Action Bronson and who?
Schoolboy Q is a motherfucking monster.
I like Black Boy Logic.
And who else was on this list?
Trinidad James, Joey Badass.
Joey Badass is dope as fuck. Ab Soul is dope as fuck.
Angel Hayes? No. She's a girl.
No.
Then you got the 2014 class. You got Chance the Rapper, Rich Homie Quan, Isaiah Rashad, Ty Dolla $ign, Lil Durk, Kevin Gates, Troy Ave, Vic Mensa, Lil Bibby, John Connor, Jaron Benton, and August Alsina.
We're still waiting on this list to do something. Like, August Alsina is an Atlanta
Chance
icon.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance is cool.
Kevin Gates.
We know more about Kevin Gates' interviews than we know about his music.
Okay, I get you that one. Ty Dolla $ign write a lot of music, though.
He does write a lot of music, but this is a freshman class. He's supposed to be the artist, right?
I mean,
because he put out projects.
Yeah.
So we know more about his production than we do his actual projects. Now, again, this is from the old nigga on the crew. B-Eazy probably knows everything all these people have ever done.
Yeah, he's got every mixtape on his iPod.
Some of the younger cats in the crew probably know a lot more of this music than we do.
Yeah, 2015, might as well finish it on that. We had Dej Loaf, Fetty Wap, Gold Link, K-Camp, OG Mako, Rory, Shy Glizzy, yo boy, Tink, Vince Staples, and 10 spot winner Kid.
I think it's accurate to say that we're still waiting on this crew to put together something. Dej Loaf had hot moments.
Hot moment? Yeah. Well, she had the two songs.
Yeah, she had the two songs, and she rode the wave of them motherfuckers for the whole year. Like, props. You do what you got to do. But the rest of that list? Huh?
Yeah. OG Mako, like, why is he even on it?
So then we roll from that to this, and we got Designer making this shit on one song. Yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand. So maybe the issue isn't with the list. Maybe the issue's with me. Maybe I don't do enough searching to listen to these artists to know what the fuck it is. But part of the problem is when I go and listen to a Kodak Black, I don't know what the fuck y'all heard. I don't get it.
It's all right. You go in with this with the old man, you know, meme mug on your face, not even trying to have an open mind, you know what I'm saying?
That's not true. That's how I went into Kendrick Lamar, actually, when I first listened to him. I was like, let me listen to this shit. I was like, oh my God, this shit's dope. I went into Kodak Black saying, who is this guy? And I went and checked it out, and I was like, what are y'all listening to? I don't get it. I don't fucking understand. So tell me if I'm wrong. I'm usually wrong. All these lists could be excellent, and I could just be the old man in the club. And maybe I need to hang up my headphones. But I haven't heard anything from these new cats on a large scale that makes me want to listen to anything else by these new cats on a large scale. Anderson .Paak is dope.
Quick, I got a moral question for you, so all right.
Uh-oh, shit.
You know, you're the most morally person I know most. Well, I don't know the word I need. You have the most morals of most of my friends. And so, question. All right. Let's say we lived in a world where you could say nigga, okay? Where it was no problem saying nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for a mixed kid to use the word nigga?
Well, I mean, if you black, yeah.
Okay. So you saying yeah? Okay, let's look at the dynamic. White mama, black daddy, you can say nigga. Black mama, white daddy, you can't say nigga.
If you had one, look, the one drop rule isn't just something that people say. If you were one drop of black, you were black.
Yes.
Not only that, black features tend to be dominant in mixed kids for the most part. Yada yada yada. So if you have black in you, you're black. You can say nigga. Black daddy, white mama, black mama, white daddy. You can still
say nigga if you got a black mama and a white daddy.
I think if you identify with being black, you can say it if you're half black. Okay. If you're half black and you identify, like if you're the half black dude, the mixed kid that grew up with the black kids, you can say nigga. But if you're the mixed kid who's been passing for white his whole life, you can't just start going to say nigga in high school.
Okay, so that's what. But think about the dynamic. Most of the time, white mama, black daddy, you grew up in a black, you know what I'm saying, you know. But when you got the black mama, white daddy, I don't think you really be in the hood like that. Well, I'm not saying you got Bennies everywhere, you know what I'm saying? You got the Benny Carklins everywhere, but I just...
So stupid.
I just don't feel like, I mean, like Lenny Kravitz can't say nigga, but Drake can say nigga. J. Cole can say nigga, but let me think of somebody else who got a...
OJ can't say nigga.
OJ can say nigga.
No, he can't.
He can. I mean,
OJ said that
we don't get an OJ and TV talk. We don't get an OJ and TV talk.
That motherfucker said, I'm not black, I'm OJ. You can't say nigga.
Hey, man, fuck it. We already in the OJ talk. I'm going to leave the nigga thing alone. I want y'all just to marinate on that, though. But as far as OJ... Hey, I was watching a little 30 for 30 on ESPN with OJ, the little 5-part series. Have you been watching?
I got to see bits and pieces. Come on while I'm working. So I
okay, well now you can watch all five. They put all five parts.
That's what I've been waiting on
ESPN
for.
ESPN app today. You know what I'm saying? But it's like fucking 10 hours, all right?
So yeah, I know. It's going to take me some time. You know what I'm
but
saying?
Nigga, this shit is so fucking like intense. Like it's amazing how white America made OJ Simpson. And like how he was so... Like he wanted to go for the ride so bad. Like, that's what he wanted. And then it was just so funny to see, like, now when he on trial, like, this y'all boy. You know what I'm saying? How y'all going to treat, you know, man. Like, OJ, he said he was sitting at a table. They was out to eat sometime. Someone was like, look at OJ Simpson at a table with all those niggas. And they was like, OJ, that didn't bother you? He was like, no. She knew the difference. I'm OJ. They the niggas. Like... And this shit was just so funny. Like,
I don't know if it's possible. Like, with OJ, whenever he gets out of jail, he's going to have no friends. Because right. when he went in, you know, we were still fighting for his ass. And then we got to see the series come on TV. We was like, damn. We still was fighting for him, but because they didn't show us all the shit.
Oh, no. This ESPN shit?
This one, no. This one makes you hate OJ, bro.
I'm sitting there like, OJ is a fuck, nigga. Like, I'm like, OJ is a fuck, nigga.
Like, this straight makes up, you like, hate OJ, like, bro.
The part when the police picked him up, when he was, like, after the whole chase and shit, and they was taking him to jail, they said when he was turning out of the parking lot, his first saying was, he said, where all these niggas come from in Brentwood? Like, what the fuck? Like... This is what you saying, nigga? Like, hey, yo, OJ, he said, I never seen race before in my life. He like, I mean, OJ was a fuck nigga, man. Like,
beyond,
wow.
Beyond. Like, this makes me hate him so much. When you got me agreeing with Stephen A. Smith, you have really done some fucked up
Stephen
shit.
Stephen A. Smith said he could have won that case. Nigga, you couldn't have beat Johnny fucking Cochran, nigga. Just shut the fuck up.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Stephen said, if I was on a prosecution, I could have won that case. No, you couldn't.
He's saying there was so much evidence they shouldn't have fucked that up. And it was good until your boy Darden said put on the glove. According to the TV show.
Yep.
According to the TV show. Once they did that shit, that's when it all went to shit.
But it was like they played the race car early and then they took it off of, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they made it like, hey, we just need to create doubt. They Casey Anthony the story. Like, hey, we just need to, you know, make it seem like, hey, could he done this or could somebody else did it? Without a shadow of a doubt.
So here we are
what are we 25 years after the case, which is why we're talking about it all the time. 22. Now, 22 years later, do you think OJ did it?
I knew OJ did it at the, you know, when I heard about it initially. When I mean, I was young then, so you know what I'm saying? But I knew he had did it then. Like, I was just like, but we didn't care that he killed the white woman. We didn't give a fuck. We just was tired of seeing the system fuck over niggas. We wanted to see, like, hey, we want to see a one win. This is a famous black person on trial for killing a white woman. And it was just like, what y'all gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like,
if we had known how he felt about black people when that happened, we wouldn't have been behind him.
Hell no. Nah, I think we still would have been behind him.
No, we wouldn't.
Because it didn't, I don't think we really gave a fuck about OJ. It was about the black man versus the system. I think we just seen black men.
Right, right. But if we had known that he said that I'm not black, we'd have been like, fuck it then, bro. Good luck. Fuck it. Good luck. You're not black. Good luck. Get what you get. You sleep, you lay with the dog, you bound to wake up with fleas. Ain't that how it goes?
Yep.
So this is the famous thing that we deal with all the time when we say, you know, you extra boy with this white motherfucker, this motherfucker over here. But then when if a race war comes out, then what side they gonna be on? And OJ lived it.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking lived it, man. The people didn't give a fuck about you. Your best friend even thought you was a killer at the end of the trial. Your Dude. Best friend was like, hey, man, what the fuck?
Hey, man. Early win of the week, man. AC motherfucking Collins, nigga.
How the fuck is he the winner?
That nigga, hey, that's a ride or die nigga right there, man. You let OJ steal your girl.
Fuck boy.
And still hang with the nigga.
Fuck boy. That's a fuck boy.
I don't know what OJ and him had going on, but this nigga, hey, they said they had pulled the gun out on OJ one time just to play around with him. Fuck they said, boy. Al jumped in front of the gun and said, if you're going to shoot OJ, you're going to have to shoot me first.
Fuck boy.
Hey, right. But. And Nicole Simpson, hey, listen, man. Then you find out shit like Kris Jenner, she fucked OJ. Like, OJ was fucking all the women. All of Nicole's friends. He was fucking all of them. I was like, God damn, these your friends?
Hey, man, like, OJ was terrible, man.
Marcus Allen was hitting OJ's wife. Like, what the fuck? I was just like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, Marcus Allen, light-skinned ass, ain't getting off scot-free.
Oh, green either. Eyes, okay.
You ain't like, getting off scot-free either. You was a treacherous motherfucker for all that smiling you do in the camera.
Nigga,
disgusting, like, nigga, man. I can't do it, man.
And this, hey, this whole shit, like, yo, hey, Dan Le Batard was right when he said this is gonna be the best 30 for 30. Like, this is way better than that bullshit that came on TV. Way better,
man. Look, hey, Dan Le Batard has quickly become one of my favorite people in reporting. Period.
I call every time I listen to him, I think it's all right, bro. I be like, yo, it's like y'all niggas got the same little, you know, self. Like y'all undervalue yourselves. And this shit is awesome. Like,
he's fucking, like, when I first met Dan Le Batard, I not met him. First time I saw him was on PTI. He came in and sat in for somebody. He was so fucking annoying. I was like, who is this dude? Like, I used to stop watching the show when he came on. And then
he'd tell you, like, yo, this is going to be the worst 30 minutes of your life.
And he was usually right. I'm like, this is fucking terrible. But then when his show came on and Bomani was on, I started watching because Bo was on there. And I was like, yo, these motherfuckers are great. So the more I listen to Le Batard, like, Bomani's still my dude. Le Batard's a close second. Like, I fucks with him.
Le Batard talks race. He makes people uncomfortable. And I really like him. I really like that about him. And it's like him and Stu Gatz, man. Them motherfuckers so funny to me, man. Like, I love that show. Love it.
I would love to see Le Batard on Around the Horn.
He does. Like, does he have to do Around the Horn?
No, he never does Around the Horn. I would love to see him in the box doing Around the Horn because some of that shit that Plashke says, he wouldn't let ride. He'd be like, no, 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 that's bullshit. He'd be like, can't say that, Dan. Like, I would love to see him in the box. But yeah, man, this shit, hey, man, I can't fuck with OJ no more, bro. I can't fuck with him no more.
Straight from the editor's desk, we have to talk about it. Straight from the editor's desk, I'm sorry, it's all right.
Uh-oh.
But professor who donates sperm in city bathrooms has sired 22 kids.
So are we taking them to child support court?
I mean, hold on the busy night, how do you in public bathrooms? What do you mean?
I guess he busted, like, I guess he dropping it, leaving it in the cup, and then the girl's coming to pick it up?
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing that's what they're saying, right?
Oh, so he cutting out a sperm bank. For lesbian couples and single ladies looking to have a baby without the expense of going through a sperm bank.
So
he's the number one dad. So, wow.
Real talk, I had this offered to me before. I had a lesbian girlfriend, and she was like, yo, me and my girl want to have a kid. Would you be willing to donate? And they were going to pay.
And I was... I was like, look, I cut it half price, you let me hit.
Nah, bro. I mean, at that point, I was already dealing with the wife, so I couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I had the conversation with her, and she was like, I'm not down with that shit.
She was like, what? Hey. I'd be like, we got to have some tight paperwork written up, like, you will never, ever, 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 I don't care what, come back in my life, like, this can't know.
Right. Because that was the second offer. The first time they offered, I wasn't dealing with my wife, and it didn't seem... I don't know. It just was all fucked up. Like, the situation was all fucked up. I was like, what the fuck? And the second time, they were talking about it, and it wasn't the chick that I knew that wanted to be the mother. It was the other chick that I didn't know, and I would have had to fuck old girl because they don't know nothing about, you know, collecting that shit or doing nothing. So they was like, yeah, you'd have to smash. And I was like, I'm not with none of that shit. So this dude goes out and does it in the goddamn bathroom. I guess he's leaving this shit in red cups. You get the red cups.
No. He said this. I'm go through the process. He said he often uses public bathrooms like those at Target and at Starbucks shops to procure his samples and hand them off to ovulating women. He was like, he also offered his services in his home near downtown Brooklyn, but mama wannabes are often more comfortable meeting in public. Once a location is chosen, Nagel will go into the bathroom, pleasure himself while watching porn on his iPhone. He even got an iPhone, smart guy. He said, can't connect to Target Wi-Fi if you're connected to a porn site, so I use my cell service, Knowledge Dart, and ejaculate into it. He's ejaculate into an Instead soft cup, a type of menstrual cup. He then delivers the specimen to the women who goes into the ladies' room and inserts it into her cervix. I can keep it in for 12 hours. Wow.
So he was busting off in the goddamn Diva cups and giving it to the chicks. First of all, the process itself, like cutting out sperm banks. What do you think about this dude's idea?
85 per milliliter. Whoa. He has a high sperm count, 85 million per milliliter.
So is he a smart guy or a creep for finding out a way to get some business?
Both. He's like a upper echelon creep that's like borderline genius. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga get the jack off and get paid for it. And just, man, come on, man. It's disgusting.
And then I wonder if it doesn't work. Like, does it have a certain amount of times that you get for the payment? Because, like, just because you're ovulating and you got sperm in that don't mean you're just going to get pregnant. So you may have to go back for a second time or a third time. Yep. Does he charge him again? And how much money did he make?
You know that's not going to go into that.
Damn. Is this a white guy?
Of course.
So he's not going to face any charges. He's not going to go to jail. He's not going to be brought up on child support. Meanwhile, we had a story last year where that black dude did that shit.
And look, he's taking pictures with the babies and shit. Like, he got black kids. Come on, man. He got black kids and everything, man.
Come on. Wasn't there a TV show with an episode like this? Where a dude was fathering kids. I know y'all watch the show. Somebody comment below and let us know what the fuck it was. There was a TV show that talked about this shit. A dude was fathering random kids. And then he was raping them or some bullshit like later on in life. What the fuck show was that? Is it like Law and Order or some shit like that? Anyway. So is he going to face child support?
Some woman that took him to court already.
How the fuck are you taking me to court if you wanted the sperm?
The first five women he worked with successfully sued him for child support, and nearly half of his paycheck is garnished for his offspring. He said five sued and 17 didn't.
Do we have any sympathy for him? Like, is this
I mean, if we go in with the agreement, like, you know, you trying to get pregnant, like, did we not make it clear? Like, oh, I can donate sperm. I didn't say it was, like, one woman said she took Nagel to court for child support, said she was expecting to co-parent with him and that she didn't know of his plans to father an entire baseball team. She said, my kids got left in the dust, says a woman who conceived both boys through intercourse. Oh, she was fucking them. And you can't co-parent with 20-something kids. Damn.
So how did she think? Yeah, so she was fucking him. I guess so maybe he must have told her something different. Like, she may have a legit claim. That he just busted off and rolled out. She might have had a relationship, but she fucked twice.
Damn.
That's some creepy shit. If y'all listen to this information, don't go do the same shit.
This nigga got kids not only in the tri-state area, he has kids in Florida, Illinois, Virginia, Connecticut, and Israel. God dang.
Hey, he was donating.
Hey, nigga, hey, I said, I think Be Easy thinking about this right now. He thinking about this right now.
How much of a loser do you feel like if you on child support and you didn't even get to have sex with the mama? You paying for a kid and you ain't never been there.
Bruh, we got a problem.
Like, oh, you gonna give me this papers? You gonna give me that pussy? It's gotta go hand to hand. It's gotta go hand to hand. That's so fucked up. What I said is fucked up, and what he did is fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
TV talk, man. We got to talk Thrones, man. We skipped Thrones last week. We had an upset listener, a first-time listener. He was like, y'all ain't talking about Game of Thrones. Shout out to Filthy McNasty. He's Saul Wright's biggest fan, man. He was telling me, like, yo, man, Saul Wright, he funny, man. He set you straight. He was hitting you with education. And he,
Filthy McNasty. I'm probably disappointed him this week because I ain't no shit about that freshman list. So, one step forward, two steps back for my ass. But Game of Thrones. Hey, man, the only thing I got to say is welcome back, Ari.
Ari is back.
That's all I got to say.
I mean, look, I was wondering how she was going to get out of this with her being all stabbed up and everything. Props, RIP to Lady Crane. She did what she had to do to get Arya healthy enough to fight the waif. Sorry you had to lose your life. Mm. But, but you was on the list. You were supposed to die. Arya was supposed to kill you. Damn. You know what I'm saying? So her days were numbered anyway. But then the waif, when she chased Arya down and Arya lured her into the little room and took the lights out.
It was a wrap. I said, oh, shit.
Like, I can fight in the dark, bitch. Like,
yeah, I've been blind, ho. I done figured it out, man. And the dog is back. Welcome back, dog.
Yes, the hound.
Hey, man, that motherfucker's not playing with that axe.
Hey, boy, the hound. That was one of the more gruesome scenes. Like, him and his brother had two of the most gruesome scenes, of the season in this one episode. Because the hound, when he chopped, oh, my God.
He was getting busy. That was like in the first 4 minutes of the episode. I said, God damn.
That shit was so funny, man. He just walked up. And then when you seen Beric, he reared his ugly head again. You know what I'm saying? Him and Hound negotiating, like, give me two. No, I give you one. Nah. I ain't kill all y'all. Like, Hound's like, look, I ain't kill all y'all.
He's like, back in the day, I would have just killed all y'all. Y'all figured it out myself. But I'm trying to be, nice and shit. Yeah.
He already killed Beric one time.
Right. Like, I killed you before. What the fuck?
Yeah,
you
like, remember they had the little trial by combat, and, the Hound won. So he was just like, yo, Hound's.
Speaking of trial by combat. Look like Cersei's fucked up.
Yeah, they took that off the table, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Why is Tommen letting these people fuck his mom over? Like, yo, like...
Hey, that pussy.
You really want your mom... Man. Like, dude, if your mom repent for her sins, do you know you're not king anymore?
Hey.
If she say, yes, I'm fucking my brother, and we got three kids. Nigga, you ain't legitimate.
That might be the next move. Like, she got to do something. That might be her next move. She might just say, fuck it.
Dog, but like she know Tom ain't gonna die before her. I think she might go ahead and kill that motherfucker, man. Cersei, that vile of a bitch. She will kill Tommen, bro.
Damn. That'll be she might have a mountain killer.
Dog, the mountain man, I don't know what they gonna do with this motherfucker. Did you see what he did to the little Faith Militant guy, man?
Nigga, he ripped his shit out.
What is it with him and ripping heads off, bro? The motherfucker love, like, bro, that's like all he want to do is crush heads, bro. Like, he crush a viper, the nigga against the wall, that nigga there. Like, bro, god damn.
I don't know what you're going to do with this, bro. Now he's undead, so it's a wrap. Like, what are you doing? He's a zombie now.
I mean, what is he? Like, I don't Franken know. Monster, Franken yeah, Mountain, what they call him.
I don't know what the fuck y'all going to do with that cat now, bro. Who? Jon Snow going to have to be the person that kill him.
Jon Snow is not gonna, man, he don't want no parts of that motherfucker. Look, Jon Snow, he's still, he ain't used to being back to life already. He got a big battle next week, because I think the Battle of the Bastards is coming up next week.
Yeah, because he ain't swung a sword since he been brought back to life.
Man, that motherfucker ain't done shit. Well, he did swing the sword when he cut that rope to hang them motherfuckers.
That don't count.
Yeah. That don't count. He's sparring, like, he's being a little... Out there, fake fighting and shit. He ain't even doing that, man. Jon Snow don't know what's going on.
We got to see my girl Khaleesi come back.
Yeah, Khaleesi came back. I think Tyrion's going to die, man.
Oh, don't say that, man.
Oh, bruh. Tyrion's, look, something going to happen because he made, like, he fucked up when he made the little deal with the slave masters and all that shit.
He did.
And I think something going to happen. Then he was talking about retirement. Niggas started talking about shit like that. Oh, you about to die, dude. I just want to die or make my own vineyards and have my own wine. Imp's Delight. Yeah, you're about to die, dude.
He's lost his edge. He's sitting there trying to crack jokes and shit.
Yeah, trying to get like Unsullied don't drink, man. Like Grey Worm, like, look, motherfucker, like, bitch.
I can't imagine the show without Tyrion, though, man.
Hey, man, it's coming, man.
God damn, man. Hey, I'm just happy Khaleesi's back, for real. Khaleesi's back, Arya's back. It was another Girl Power episode.
Hey, look. What are they going to do about the dragons, man?
I can't figure out what the fuck the relationship is with the dragons. Are they on their side or not?
The dragons, look. She's the mother of the dragons, but you can't control, like, she at the point now where she can't control them. Like, she can, Drogon, he does what the fuck he want to do.
Right.
Drogon leave and come, he kill people, he do whatever the fuck he want to do, but he always there to save his mama. So she might got him under control, but the two that's in the building, like, how they gonna get out the motherfucking building? Like, that's what
I'm... Well, Tyrion set them motherfuckers loose.
He said he cut the chains off of them.
Right, but that means that when they come out, they're going to be on Tyrion's side. And they're not going to be fucking with Khaleesi.
No, it's all right. But that's the thing. How they took them in there, they were babies. Them motherfuckers grown up. How the hell they going to get out that damn dungeon?
I don't know, but they free. Somebody going to fuck up.
I just want to know how they're going to get out. Like, they're going to have to bust through them damn brick walls or something.
Hey, we've seen it.
How the hell they going to get out of that motherfucker?
Didn't, when Drogon was taking Khaleesi away, didn't he bust through the wall or some shit anyway?
No, Drogon, he never was a member. Drogon, he did what the fuck. He used to be right there with her. He used to live outside.
But one of them, when they came and saved her from the fucking attack.
Oh, Drogon, he flew in from some, cause remember, he flew away. She didn't know where he was.
Somebody. No, they didn't go through the wall. He just flew over top.
Yeah, he just flew over top. Like, it was in the little stadium. He just came out of nowhere and nigga saved the day.
I don't know, man. I'm hyped. We got to be getting close to the finale of this shit.
Yeah, man. You still ain't watched Game of Zones?
Game of Zones.
It's like a parody of Game of Thrones with NBA players. Man, that shit is fucking hilarious.
Let me write it down. I'll make sure I try and watch this shit.
It's on YouTube.
Because this ain't the porn one you was talking about.
No, this is not Sex Factor.
I don't remember you talking about Game of Zones.
I think I told y'all through text message, y'all niggas, you know, you probably be a fuck. Like, you probably look, you be like, oh yeah, there it is right there. I don't have my phone on, no alerts, I don't hear shit.
Is that outside though? was that my voiceover?
No.
There it is right there. Sound like a cheap ass G.I. Joe man. Is that all the TV talk we got? There's nothing else left.
There's nothing else left. I mean, we talked about the OJ shit, but, you know.
We ain't got no more shows to watch because fucking Black Ink didn't come on this week.
Yeah, no Black Ink, no nothing. So, but I mean, like, a couple weeks, though, we got Power coming back, Ray Donovan coming back. What else? Suits going to be coming back. Like, man, shit's about to start popping back up.
Hey, so Uncle Buck came on last night.
Tell us about it. All right, you know I didn't watch.
You got to watch, man. I don't know why you didn't watch. Regina Hall is in there, so that's already... She was only in there for the first episode, I think.
But, Regina Hall? Oh, that's my baby.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Hold on. I'm getting mixed up. Which one was on 227?
That's Regina King.
Okay. All right, so Regina Hall is the one that was on Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah, she's the funny motherfucker with a degree.
Yes, sir.
Regina Hall's badass. She was fucking with Buck. So basically, the story is... it's a black affluent family. You know, husband, wife, three kids... They got busy lives. They need to get somebody to take care of the kids. That's where Uncle Buck comes in. Mike Epps, who's an ain't shit ass dude, comes in. He's the husband's brother. Comes in and helps him raise a kid, gets to move in, and that's what the premise of the show is. And all the shenanigans that happen with him.
You know, this is a remake of the movie Uncle Buck. No,
right. It's a continuation of some sort. so it's a decent show. You get to see black families. First ABC. Two episodes, ABC, I think. Pilot episode and the first episode came on last night. It was decent. You know, it's still early corny. You know what I'm saying? The situation's a little weird. It's definitely weird to see Mike Epps so watered down.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch it.
It's really odd to see him. But Nia Long, oh my God. Is she getting finer as she gets older?
Hey, man. Look, you know, man.
Nia Long is gorgeous, bruh.
There's some pictures of Halle Berry circling around the internet the last couple weeks, man. Halle, man. Hey.
But we know Halle has got relationship issues.
I mean, we know the box is trash. We understand.
Come on, man. We can't just say that. You can't say that.
Hallie fucked like Aisha Curry, only on her back.
The slander, man. Jesus. You can't say that. That's somebody's wife, man.
I don't care. I'm going to say something more about her. She's my loser this week. We'll get to that later.
Jesus Christ. But if you get a chance, make sure you check out Uncle Buck. We still have to watch the Carmichael show. It's a black show. It got Emmy nominations and all that shit. Got renewed for another season. They actually talk about shit that's relevant. so make sure y'all checking that shit out. Is it Eddie Huang or Eddie Huang?
I always forget. Eddie Huang. Huang.
I think it's Huang.
It's Huang.
I think it's Huang. It's Huang's World. Yeah. His Huang's World show is pretty dope. Make sure y'all checking that shit out.
Got another show?
Yeah. So he took the other show that he had, I guess, went off TV or he didn't agree with him, so he brought back a different one. And this one's on Vice.
Oh, Vice. Oh, yeah. So, I seen one day, I was watching one when they had like a Chinese New Year or something.
Yeah, which was dope. It was dope. Hey,
it was so funny because I knew who the people was just by watching the show Fresh from the Boat. I was like, that's the mama.
Yeah.
That's the mama. I was just like, yo, there go the brother right there. That's the dad. I was just like, yo. And I was like, yo, this shit crazy, man.
It was dope to see that shit plug in. But what I really fuck with Eddie about is that it's his show, so he don't play those fucking games. Like, he did an episode.
He's a Florida.
What's that?
You seen the one that's in Florida with the weirdo people?
That's what I was just about to talk about.
Okay.
So they go down to Florida, and it's called Sausage World. It's basically white man anarchy. They're making fun of Asian people. They got some black dude with about 900 pounds of stomach walking around in his drawers. They eating shit off his stomach. Like, it's a total fuck fest. And Eddie's there, and the longer he's there, you can see him being like, what the fuck? And at one point, he tells his Asian chick, he's like, just say this in Chinese. And she said, I'm Japanese. He's like, well, whatever, just say it. And then Eddie kind of looked at her kind of fucked up, and then they ate the shit out the dude's stomach, and Eddie walked out. He's like, man, I want to be part of this shit. Then fuck this. And he walked out. So then the white dude that runs Sausage World came over there, and he's like, you know, just want to make sure we're cool. And he's like, nah, like, what you're doing is fucked up. Like, you need to look at what you're doing and how you're exploiting these people. He said, none of this shit doesn't make sense, and I didn't want to be a part of any of this. So you got to take responsibility. And the dude was like, I'm sorry. Eddie was like, don't fucking say I'm sorry. Just look at what you're doing and fix it. And walked off. I thought that was dope as fuck. Because you don't see people taking stands when they do shit like that. They just do shows and carry out with status quo. Sausage Castle. Which is still fucked up. Like, if you haven't seen any episodes, go watch that one. It's the Florida episode.
Viceland.
Hey, you got to check it out, man. You saw that episode.
That's one of my favorite channels, man. Just so you know.
It is a great channel, man. A lot of the shit on there is pretty dope. What did you think of that episode, though? What did you think of the show?
I mean, I like Eddie's show. I watch it because, you know, me, I'm a foodie, but I'm a picky foodie person. Like, I like watching food, but I probably wouldn't eat a lot of this shit, you know, just because, you know, I mean, I'm very picky. I mean, I like seeing that, watching, like, something. I'm going to challenge myself to eat this shit, some Brussels sprouts. I'm going to try that shit. I'm just, you know, but, I mean, I like watching, you know, so when he does the little food things and shit, I like watching this shit. So, yeah, I like Eddie's show, man. I fucks with it.
Eddie's real dope, people, man. You get to hear him on, he was on Hot 97 doing the interview there. He's talking about hip hop and shit. He's a dope dude. I really fucks with him. So make sure you're checking that out. Supporting the Brown. You know what I'm saying? Supporting the Brown. You ain't got to watch all this white shit that's on TV if you don't want to watch it. We got other options. You just got to make sure that you're tuning into that shit if you wanted to stick around. I think that was about solid, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you want to do your Keep It 100?
Of course I wanted to do it. Keep it 100 this week, man. People. A great holiday is coming up this weekend. Known as Father's Day. So people, keep it clean. This year, I promise you, it's all right. I'm taking Father's Day wars. I'm not even going to get into it this year. I'm not even going to get into it. I promise I'm not going to have a battle with the single mothers this year. I promise.
You say this every year.
I got to go to the doctor. I got to get some blood work done, so I don't need my blood pressure getting up this year. So I'm taking this year's of the wars off. So single mothers, y'all have at it this year. Y'all won. I'm going to let y'all have y'all shit. If y'all want to take Father's Day from us, fuck it. You're not diminishing what I do as a father or other these great fathers that I know out here doing. So if y'all want to look stupid and say happy Father's Day to each other, have at it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm taking it off. If you got a daddy in your life, man, and y'all cool, even if y'all not cool, call the nigga up, tell him what's up, you know, speak, you know what I'm saying? Don't wait. You know, some people like myself, I never got the chance to repair that fence, that, you know, that wedge that was drove between me and my sperm donor. But I mean, I really didn't care. But, you know, maybe I could have been, took the higher road and reached out to him and be like, look, man, I understand why you did what you did. You know, I still don't fuck with you or nothing, but I just want you to know ain't no resentment. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I lost that chance. But people, if you got a father figure in your life, show him some love this week, this Sunday. Call the nigga up, tell him he appreciated. And you know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Because me personally, I got like 40 sons. 40.
You that dude donating sperm?
No, I ain't donate none of it. But you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm a father figure to like 40 kids, and that shit's nuts. Like just this week's all right. I was in the house, you know, doing what I do. Knock on my door, you know what I'm saying? I didn't. Nobody called me, said they was coming over, so I looked through the peephole. You know what I'm saying? I looked through the peephole. It's two police officers outside my door. I'm shook. Because I just got through doing what I do.
Right.
So, you know, first thing I do, like any black man, I run out the back door. So I run out the back door, and I'm sitting in the backyard, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to act like I was in the backyard doing some yard work or some shit. So I come from the side of the house. I'm like, yo, can I help y'all with something? Oh, you live here? Yeah, I live here. Do you have a teenage son? Nah, I got a 12-year-old. So he was like, well, we got calls that kid, your son may have tore down a stop sign. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. So my son didn't tear down the stop sign. He told me all about it. Said him and his friends, they was out there playing, and one of his friends was dancing on the pole. Cause my son was like, Dad, I think Kaheem gay. I said, why you say that? He was dancing on a stop sign like a stripper. I was just like, what in the world? He said when he did that, he did a little twirl on the pole and the pole fell down.
Can I interrupt the story real quick?
Yeah.
Is Kaheem the one that was in the backyard?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
He's a little yes. So then you know, the police was like, well, so you don't think they did it on purpose? They nah, they were just playing. And, you know, I said, the pole already rotted out because my son took me around there and showed it to me. And I said, you go around and look at it yourself. He was like, yeah, okay. He said, well, another thing, the Homeowners Association is saying that the kids was pulling tables from up under the shelter down there. And, you know, and I was just like moving the tables. I was like, well, I said, why would, I said, first off, we got black kids. I said, black kids ain't going to sit in the sun. They're going to sit in the shade. I was just like, so that ain't my kids. And I was like, plus my son gone for the summer, so he couldn't have done that. So I got a good mind to go sit down at the little homeowners meeting first Thursday every month, giving them peace of my mind. You know what I'm saying? But I know that's what they want me to do. But I think it was this little bitch. One day I was outside with the kids, we were playing basketball. Her and her husband was walking by. And then she asked, like, are any of these your kids? And I was just like, yeah, one of them is. You know what I'm saying? It's like 10 kids out here. I'm like, one. She was like, well, I just want you to know that these are some of the most well-behaved kids. And she was just, and the way she said it, she had that little racist look in her eyes, like she was up to something, saw it right. So I was like, okay, I appreciate that. She was like, yeah, they're the most well-behaved kids. I was like, okay, all right, I appreciate that. Yeah, they're just so well. And she just kept saying it. I was just like, and so when she walked off, the kids was like, what'd she say? I was like, she said y'all are some of the most well-behaved kids. And they was like, Mr. Jern, for real, what'd she say? You know what I'm saying? I was like, she said, oh, well, but hey, man, stop lying, man. What'd she say? I was like, oh, hey, fuck it. I was just like, so then that made me come full circle. Like, the police came to my house. I bet you that was a little old bitch to send them to my motherfucking house.
Man.
My son stick out. You know what I'm saying? They like, yo, my son, he a big kid. He got blonde tips in his hair. So if they don't remember nobody about the crew, I remember the big kid with the blonde mohawk. I remember him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just stick out. That's why, you know.
Man, motherfuckers always starting something, man. Happy Father's Day to the fathers on the staff. You know what I'm saying? You, Be Easy, Dub. You know, man. Y'all doing a great job, man. Always appreciative and respective for all you black folks, man. The black dads that are doing what they got to do. Props to my father for Father's Day. And GQ, whenever he becomes a father, man, is going to be like Father of the Year.
Hey, man, me and GQ finally back speaking. The nigga facial hair grew back. So me and GQ, we back on speaking terms. I was not speaking to that nigga until he had facial hair. Because then, man, yeah. Y'all, man, GQ Blue, man. Then he posted the picture. That nigga looked like a victim in that picture, bro. Like, I swear to God, man. Like,
you can't be using that picture, though, for responses to the text, man. Like,
hey, dog, no. I responded in that picture because, did you see that shit Beezy sent?
I did not. I told you I don't click on y'all links.
Oh, okay. That's why I did that shit, because that shit looked like some old, like that face, like old pervert or something, nigga. Like, that's why I was just like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, see, I knew better to click on y'all link. I send good links. Y'all send links that always go to some bullshit. I can't be following y'all links, man. Want to get into our winners and losers this week?
My winners this week, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving.
Absolutely.
In your game five heroics. Hopefully you can keep it up in game six. Y'all at home. Y'all win one more for the Gipper. Take it one game at a time. Don't look at it as two games. You got to win game six before you can even think about game seven. You don't win game six, guess what? Ain't no seven, bitch. Let's go. Let's go, Cavs. Come on, man.
Got me rooting for
the
Cavs.
My loser this week is Aisha Curry. What? Why Aisha Curry? Is it because you really like missionary?
Come on, man.
It's not because your love for the missionary position. It's because you was on Twitter complaining about the referees after the game. Like, Aisha, no. Tell me something. Can refs be fine? Where was the bad refereeing at? When they calling the ball out of bounds, when the ball didn't even go out of bounds?
She's just mad she's sticking up for her husband.
Look, you stick up for your husband, wear them fucking shoes. Game six. Oof, that's what you do.
Shoes is terrible. He wore them in the game.
Steph Thomas, did you hear his little response? I thought they were fire. They're straight fire.
Well, and that's the thing. He probably did think they were fire. He signed with Under Armour.
Yes. I thought they were straight. I would have put them in my bag if I had them. They're straight fire. Like, that was just like.
He probably did think they were straight fire. Like, because Under Armour shoes are not good looking shoes. They're not comfortable. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But they're paying your check. Just like I told you about the dude on Instagram who used to talk shit about him, and as soon as they threw him some shoes to customize, he's all team Under Armour now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is.
And the sad part, people, we laugh and joke about these Steph Curry twos. Steph Curry gotta wear them. He got to.
I mean, he could always be James Harden and say, fuck it, I'm gonna wear what I wanna wear.
No. Cause they gonna make him wear, them all white ones just to prove a point. Look, they gonna, just because of all the backlash, they gonna make him, he gonna have to wear the white ones. He gonna have to.
He better do it now and not in game seven.
He gonna have to wear all white. I bet you at the ESPYs, Chef Curry gonna have the chefs and an all white tuxedo, nigga.
Hey, that's fine, but don't wear them motherfuckers in game seven. You better wear them bitches in game six. If you wear them game seven and lose, oh my god. Like, your shoe deal will probably be as worthless as fucking D Rose. Because I don't know how he still has a shoe deal. Your legs are broken. You fucking tink tink out there.
Yeah, that's why when you watch Game of Zones, man, that's going to be the funny part when you see Bran. You know who Bran is, right?
Nope.
Bran on Game of Thrones. Bran.
Oh, like it's a parody.
Yeah, it's a parody.
I thought you were saying like they use the name, but they're doing something different. Like this.
It's a Game of Thrones, but they use basketball niggas with. So they got Derrick Rose playing Brand, and that's the funniest shit. I was dying, nigga. He was like, "But my legs."
Yeah, now I gotta see that shit because that's how ignorant as fuck. That's fucked up. That's really fucked up, man. I definitely gotta see that shit. Hey, but still, fuck Brand too. I guess fuck Derrick Rose too. Brand is the reason everything bad happens.
Yeah, Raven, man, you can't say fuck Brand.
He's the reason everybody dies, yo. This nigga's terrible. My loser this week is Foot Action.
Well, that's all right. Foot Action is a great store. That's why I met Stephon Marbury.
First of all, I met Stephon Marbury too, and he's not the greatest motherfucker ever. Foot Action. We don't even have a Foot Action here in Austin, so I ordered this shit online. They had the fucking Jordan 1 Cyber Mondays, whatever you want to call them. They had them on sale, so I went ahead and jumped on that deal. I got them for like $80. Got them motherfuckers. First of all, they didn't send me anything that said that they were shipped. Like, I called and said, hey, where's my shoes, by the way? Oh, they were delivered yesterday. Bitch, where? You ain't send me no tracking number, nothing. So I go and pick up my shoes, and they bring out this fucking, my apartment leasing office brings out this bag. I was like, oh, shit. Like, first time I saw a bag, it came from Jimmy Jazz, and my shits was fucked up. So I'm already thinking the worst. Open the bag, and my shoe box is smashed the fuck. I take the top off the box, and the leather on Jordan 1s is extra soft. It's soft like baby thighs, nigga. It's crazy soft. And because the box is smashed, the shoes got creases and shit in them. So I hit him up like, yo, what the fuck? My box is smashed. What's up? Well, we don't have any more. Okay, well then, what can we do? You can return them. I don't want to return the shoes. I want you to fix it. Like, give us some money off this motherfucker. Well, we can't do anything. We can give you a $10 coupon.
$10? Bitch, you get... No, matter of fact, you can give me my whole $80 back. You take these raggedy ass shoes back.
See, that's the thing. They're not raggedy.
They
I can fix them. All right.
You...
I can fix them.
I see them shoes look like them motherfuckers wore them shits to the club 3 weekends in a row, nigga. Them shits is creased the fucker. I would not wear it. Hell no.
I can fix them. And they dope ass shoes.
I gotta fix them. I paid for them. I shouldn't have to fix them.
Hey, I agree. But I'd rather have the shoe and fix it. Huh?
Send them shits back, man. Nah, fuck that shit.
I'd rather have the shoe and fix it than to not have the shoe at all. Because you're not gonna run across these motherfuckers again.
Speaking of shoes, sorry.
Yeah.
I see you selling some flu games.
Yeah.
Can I make payment? Can you do payment arrangements? Like,
I haven't quite committed to selling the goddamn flu games.
Nigga, I looked on Instagram. The shit said they was for sale.
I know that pair sold. I had 2 pair.
Oh well, shit. You just sold it.
Yeah, that pair sold. I sold those for like $275.
See, sorry, nah, man. Never mind.
Them out the dough. But the
Pro Nation, me and Sarright, we better not ever sell and buy shoes from each other because that would be the end of our friendship. I'm going to let y'all know. Because Sarright ever try to charge me $250 for a pair of shoes, I'm going to tell you like this.
Look, I probably wouldn't charge you $250, but I'd have to charge you something for standing in line and going through that shit. Like, you're not just going to get them for retail.
I got to get at price. That's you the homie.
I'm not standing in line for giving you some shoes for at price. That's my time and my gas. You at least got to compensate that shit.
Damn.
I just got some... I found some Bugs Bunny from the outlet mall. It's about an hour away. It's the Bugs Bunny 7 Retro. They were size 11. I was going to sell them motherfuckers. I probably could have sold them for about $210. My homie wanted them. And he was like, yo, let me get them. I was like, you can get them. Make me an offer. He was like, retail. I said, fuck that. It's an hour drive. It's an hour driving back and I drive an SUV. You're not getting them for retail.
That's why you can't do business with small business owners, man. They put every motherfucking thing into the price. But see, I had the ribbon. I had the gas.
Very simply put, if you wanted them for retail, your ass should have drove an hour down to the outlet mall and got them. Like, damn. That's all it is to it. It's fucking 900 degrees. I drive an SUV and I'm driving an hour away.
This man, the humidity was 73%. Like, I mean, I got to get...
They was 162 after tax. So you at least got to give me $10 on the goddamn tax. You got to give me something. You got to pay $172.
I got caught in rush hour traffic.
This motherfucker said $149. I was like, bitch, where? It's not going to happen, bro.
Damn.
It's not going to happen. So I ended up making a deal, you know what I'm saying? And he got him for a decent price. He paid me what it cost me to get out there and get him. And you know, that's what makes sense. But I'm not standing in line and taking...
He had to give up his firstborn son for these shoes, people. It's all right.
You know, I'm definitely not taking anybody's kids. So that's definitely not happening. But, you know, I'm not going to stand in line and risk my life waiting for these J's, carrying these J's out the mall for you to get them at retail. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Speaking of giving the life, did you hear about the 2-year-old that got ate by the alligator?
I wonder how long it's going to take before we hear about the father's criminal record.
I mean, the kid was black.
So are we going to... I don't know. But we heard about it when the kid got dropped in the gorilla pit. We heard about the father's goddamn criminal record. So we're going to hear about his too, right? Was the mother in the bathroom smoking crack?
Let me see. Alligator grabs taller than drags. Oh, there's a Disney World, man. Damn.
Oh,
hey, man. Orlando is having the best week ever, my nigga. Like, goddamn.
Hey, man. Orlando's going crazy. Goddamn bath salts. Florida is... Hey, you got to get the fuck about that state, bro.
No, man. That's South Florida, man. I live in North Florida. I'm
I don't
straight.
Give a shit. Florida is...
We don't have none of... Everything you hear bad about Florida is South Florida.
All of Florida. Just get the fuck up out of there. I've been to Florida once, and I was ready to go when I was there. I was in Sanford, Florida at that, too.
Let's see. They say... boy's family was at movie night outdoors. See, that let me know they was white.
Absolutely.
At the Grand Floridian Resort, that let me know they was white. When around 9 p.m., the boy waded into about a foot of water. That let me know he was white. Ain't no 2-year-old getting in water. No black 2-year-old jumping in water. Just any water in a lagoon. In a lagoon. Witnesses, including the boy's horrified parents, tried to save him. See, black people not jumping in, saving no kid with no alligator. Like, they just, no! Stop! Somebody help! Father jumped in and tried to pry the gator's mouth open. See, ain't no black daddy doing that. You know what I'm saying?
So his wait, jumped in too. I hear a lot of tried. Did the kid get eight?
Hell yeah. The kid was dragged in the quarter to the Seven Seas Lagoon. Yeah.
That has to be, like, all jokes aside, that's some fucked up shit. Watch your two-year-old get dragged down by a fucking gator. Holy shit. This is like the fifth or sixth time in the last month they found a gator in Florida with human DNA.
How the father only suffered minor scratches? Nigga, what? My son, you got, man, I at least got him lose an arm.
It's like, two people dead that day. Like, we had this conversation. We were talking about the girl getting raped in front of me. It's two people dead that day.
Yeah.
You're not my kid? Nigga, I'm drowning trying to save my kid. But my kid's not going under and we like, oh, well. It's not happening, bro. But why haven't we victimized I don't think that's the right word. Why haven't we criminalized and demonized the parents of this kid like we did when the black kid fell in the goddamn gorilla pit? Why aren't we calling for charges against the parents for this shit happening to the kid?
I mean, got no swimming sign. I mean,
right. Got no swimming sign. We're not questioning how active the parents were in that kid's life when he wading off into a pool where gators are. First of all, why are there gators next to a goddamn movie theater?
No, it's a lagoon. It's like water, man. It's water. Like,
right, I mean, but you have people outside watching movies here regularly, right? Like, this is normal occurrence. Yeah,
but I mean, you can't stop. Like, it's a series of canals. And I mean, a gator can get in your swimming pool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, it's water. Like, alligators.
Then you put the movie theater somewhere else, is my point. Like, yeah. Why is this even an opportunity for a gator to come up and have a snack on your ass watching the movie?
I said the little kid was over there, like, man, you got it, man. Like, I don't, like, black people don't let their guard down around their kids around water. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you never know. So, I mean, a two-year-old, like, I feel bad. Like, this is tragic. But, man, like, wow. It's an alligator being an alligator. You just can't get no woman. I mean, no water. Excuse me.
Sorry for the parents, man. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up.
Look at that. They said Disney has many thousand acres. Like, you know, an alligator could make its way undetected through some swamp and marsh into a lagoon near where people congregate.
Then that sounds like all bad business. Like, it's just all bad business, man. You need to do a better job of getting rid of them motherfuckers. Hell, they moving to areas where black people are and get us the fuck out of there. You can't get no gator out?
Hell no, nigga. There's millions of alligators down here, man.
If you got a certain area, fence that shit off, kill the gators, move them out, do something.
Yeah. Fence it off. Like, they at least should have a fence. You know what I'm saying? But that little dude, man, he was just like, that little gator, that's a nice little snack right there.
I had cream with some young toddler and shit. That's fucked up.
Pulled his little ass under, man. God damn, that's fucked up.
You had to watch
that. That's my worst way to die is getting mauled by a fucking animal, dog. Like, eating alive, like, man, no.
It seemed like this shit would just take forever, too.
Dog, it's like you gonna feel like all of that. Bites, nigga, like until shock kick in, you gonna feel like them first initial, oh, shit.
Depending on the animal, though, some of these motherfuckers go straight for the throat, so.
Yeah, like, but you gonna feel that first bite, that initial.
Yeah, that first bite gonna be a motherfucking dog.
I think if a tiger, a lion just slap you across your face with that motherfucker,
shit.
Your face just ripped off, you just like, then he start mauling you, like, you and he.
God damn, man, that shit's all fucked up. On that note, you want to go ahead and give our shout-outs so we can get the fuck up out of here?
Man, shout-out to the nation, man. Shout-out to Ruler myself. Shout-out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout-out to Ash Dash, Papa Dash, Stacks, Static. MJ Money Not Ash, still a bitch. Short T, shout-out.
Short T.
Shout-out to B-Easy, GQ Blue, Dub. Man, everybody, man, the whole family, Saul Ray, all y'all, Tracy May, Thucker Jones, who else fuck with the kid? Anybody else that fuck with the fro, man, y'all know who y'all is. Shout out, man. Shout out to Elroy Julius, man. He might watch, you know, he might watch two shows in a row, man. Who knows?
Hey, that's what happens, man. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. NappyAfro.com is the team, the label, the crew. We everything. Yep. Make sure y'all checking us out on all social media. It's either Nappy Afro or Napfro Gang. Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. What else we got? Christian Mingle.
He's Tinder. On Grindr. He's on Grindr.
On Grindr, Tinder, Tumblr. Watching movies and shit is on Tumblr, I believe. And make sure y'all checking out all our podcasts. The Fro Horseman, Frocast, and Watching Movies and Shit. We the dopest network out there, man. Nobody else is doing it like us. And we will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrified motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next time, and we out. Peace.
Peace.
Gotta say peace to the people, man.
I said peace, ain't it?
Yeah, but you was dragging it out, man. You gotta say peace early.
Oh, peace. My bad. It's all right. I'm sorry, man. God, why we can't have peace?
Man, gotta say peace early, though. You thinking about the peace, ain't no peace.
My bad, program director. I'm sorry. Goddamn, nigga. If you don't sing the song, anybody sing the song. You make the song or you cannot make the song.
If you finish this, you done. Yes. Shit. We out.
NappyAfro.com.